Sometimes when we're going through the Torah, our first reaction will be to be critical or to think, what would I have done if I was in their situation? And in Parashat Shemini, after Nadav and Avihu die, and Moshe is speaking to Aaron, and the pasuk says, and Aaron was quiet. And Rashi points out that because Aaron was quiet, he received schar for shtika, and the schar was in the next parsha, which it talks about when the Kohen Gadol served in the base of Mikdash, that he can't be drunk, that was said to Aaron. And you think for a second, would it even be possible? Would it be possible your children who, according to many, were on levels of nobody would ever get to that level. The other one of you were on incredible, incredible potential, and they were taken from the world, and they were never going to get to that point. And you're just quiet. You're just quiet. And then you get schar, and then you think of the words in Rashi. It's schar ashtika. For being quiet, you get a schar. And so often in life, this is something that, especially our generation, well, I would imagine the whole history of the world has been a problem. We live in a generation where I have to get the last word. I have to get the last word. I can never be quiet. You say something, I won't be quiet. I have to come back with a comment, as we call it in modern day. I have to have a troll. I can never just be humble and be like, you know something, you're right, or and take it to any confrontation you ever get in, whatever it might be. Either you mutter off upset, or you say to a person, you say back to them, no, you're wrong, and you get into a whole fight. We're never quiet. We never just accept the fate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision that this is what was going to happen. And we don't necessarily understand his reason, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what his reason is. It doesn't matter, per se, why that happened. But to take with the truest of hands, this is what Hashem wanted. And you get a reward. As the Mishnah says, one of the hardest things to do is just to be quiet. We have to question. We have to talk back. And, you know, to take the humility that Aaron had, like, Yidom Aaron, he was just quiet. He accepted that Hashem knows what he is doing. And you think for this past year, we've all tried to play president, prime minister, you know, government official. I would have done this. I would have done that. Oh, God, I would have done this. Because we really know what we would have done. We really know what would have happened. We really know what would have worked. We're really that much smarter. It's because we have to get in it. We have to get our point in. It can never just be by Yidom Aharon. I don't know why it happened. Hashem knows why it happened, and to me that's good enough. I'm on Team Hashem, and I trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he is doing, and that's all I need in life. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.